So for tonight's practice, we're going to be exploring the theme of wholeness or integration. And when we talk about concentration, one of the things we usually think of is like bringing your attention to a focus, or you know, dealing with distractions and that sort of thing. And that's obviously an important part of concentration. But another one of the functions of concentration in practice that's kind of, I would say, something that develops kind of over the longer term if you do a lot of concentration practice, is this sense of kind of unification of the mind. And what I mean by that is like that in our normal state of being, we're always kind of like inwardly divided into a lot of different streams of consciousness almost. And part of the reason our attention jumps around so much is because actually, you know, we're kind of jumping between these different disconnected parts of ourselves, or disconnected areas of our experience. And as we practice concentration, we bring our attention to a single point of focus. One of the longer term consequences of that is it starts to bring all of the other parts of our awareness or consciousness or mind or psyche kind of into relationship with that stable point of focus. And that can help to also build connections between those parts of us. So in today's meditation, I wanted to make that a little bit more explicit, a little bit more kind of front and center than maybe it sometimes is when you're focusing on your breath. And so what we're going to do is we're going to use a word as our primary focus, but really the word is meant to kind of evoke this notion or concept of wholeness or integration. And so just take a moment before we go into the actual eyes closed meditation to think about a single word, you know, one or two syllables that sort of speaks to this idea of wholeness. And of course, it could just be the word wholeness, that's a great one, or integration, it could be center or network, mandala, that's three syllables, I lied, you know. you know, it could even be something else. It might be something that's very particular and personal to you. It could be, you know, a mantra, it could be a name of something sacred, or, you know, whatever it is that speaks to you of this idea of the whole, the all-encompassing kind of field in which all of the different subfields can connect and be held in a bigger space. So it could be space. There you go. so you know, there's no perfect word to name this idea. So just choose one that feels right for you in this moment, and you're going to just commit to it for this practice. If you decide you don't like it at the end of the practice, you can change it up the next time if you decide to do it again. But it is good to have a kind of commitment to try to stick with something for the length of the practice. So whatever word you've chosen, just try it out, say it a few times in your mind. And if it feels right, then we're going to resolve to stick with this as our focus word for the practice. Okay, so we're going to start and end the silent meditation with the bell. So take a few deep breaths and start to settle into your posture. Now let your breathing be natural. And call to mind the word you've chosen. I like to think of it as you're remembering the word, you're recollecting it, rather than, you know, speaking it. I mean, you are speaking it in your mind, but it feels a bit different to think of recollecting, remembering that word and what it represents, what it evokes. You can repeat it at a pace that feels right, balanced, not too fast and not too slow. Noticing also the slight pause at the beginning and end of the word, connecting one repetition to the next in an unbroken stream. And as you are saying this word mentally, let yourself also begin to sink into the knowledge and the feeling of what that word evokes. This principle of integration, the aspect of your awareness that has the power to unify everything, to bring everything into a bigger relationship. And this wholeness doesn't collapse the divisions and polarities within you into a big mush. Instead, it preserves and respects all of the diversity within you while making a larger whole, a space, a network that embraces the full range of our experience. time to time, you'll notice a distraction arising, a thought, an emotion, a physical sensation. Try not to suppress it or push it away. Instead, you can say to yourself, "This too is part of the greater whole." See if you can let your awareness be broad enough to encompass any would-be distractions. But at the same time, try not to forget your focus word. Let the word repeating in your mind, together with its meaning, weave itself around and within any of these thoughts or sensations that may be coming up. check in with your experience in the moment. Notice where you are. Notice if you're still staying with the repetition of your focusing word, or if maybe you've let that drop, and try not to judge yourself one way or the other. It's a natural part of concentration, is forgetting our focus and coming back to it. So just for a moment, try to consciously notice the broader perspective on your body, your thoughts, your emotions. What is your state of being? How is it maybe different having made this conscious effort to hold it in a space of integration or wholeness? Maybe you're more aware of some inner divisions or tensions. Or maybe you feel a bit more spacious. Or maybe you're not noticing much of anything. So all of that is good information. So now let's return for the last few minutes of this sit to our focus word with this new information about where we are right now. And in those places where you felt more unified, more in harmony, let the repetition of your focus word resonate and knit itself into those places. And if there were areas where you felt inwardly divided, in tension, oppositional to yourself, then let that focus word and its meaning, the concept behind it, the principle of consciousness as an integrative force, let that sort of gently express its care to those places, not wishing away the divisions that are there, but starting to weave the threads of connection between them, slowly and surely. So for the last few minutes, we are going to do some loving kindness, and we always end our sits with this. And for today's version of that, let's try to understand compassion as extending our sense of the whole beyond ourselves to others in our community and extending the boundaries of our community. When we care for ourselves, we care for our friends, our partners, our children, our pets. So just take a moment to imagine somebody in your life whose needs and desires matter directly to you. Imagine being with them, maybe in a familiar place, or maybe imagine them being here with you now, whatever is easiest. And think of how you would feel if they were in need, if they were hurt or in danger. Feel how this would affect you, how your own sense of well-being would be immediately impacted. And through this, we can sense how, even though we are separate people, we are actually also part of this larger whole, this network of relationship. Now I invite you to think of a person or an animal who stands at the edge of this circle of care and compassion. It might be a homeless person you pass by on your way to work, or it might be a farm animal who will soon have their flesh taken as food for humans, or a person somewhere far away suffering under severe poverty or lack of health care. Select just one being, and even if you don't know them, just imagine what they might look like. And now, just for a few minutes, I invite you to extend that sense of interconnected wholeness that you felt with the person close to you to this being. What would it feel like for this being, who might normally sit at the margin of your concern, to be brought in that circle of caring community?